mum was just like, do what you love. And I was like, okay, I didn't realise you can make a career out of it. Yeah. And I just get to do what I love every day.
From Maggie to Mundingburra, Heatley to the Hill, Kerwin to Clewdon, this is Townsville. This is Townsville. With Carly Whittington.
We love finding locals who have these fantastic talents that they're not only sharing with others, but globally as well. And that is why Emily Ingham is in the studio. Hello, Emily. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's amazing to have you here. And very soon we're going to talk about just how global your skills have reached. In a nutshell, what is Emily Ingham Art?
Oh, God, that's a good one to start. In a nutshell, I'd just say I'm quite a graphic, quirky artist. I wouldn't even say I have like a niche. I pretty much do anything and everything. But I'm just trying to make my artwork international. My mum and Nana were both like artists, you could say. And I always say I got the top gene, that it kept getting better and better. and then all during high school was always into art class, you know, always was a love of mine. I actually wanted to be a doctor though originally in high school. And I didn't get accepted. And then mum was just like, do what you love. And I was like, okay, I didn't realise, you know, you can make a career out of it. But I reckon I've proved it wrong. Yeah. And I just get to do what I love every day.
Would you ever go back to wanting to be a doctor,
no.
do you think?
No, I have got so, not dumb, but when you don't study something.
It's not yeah. your focus anymore.
I couldn't do it, the stress. I mean, art stresses me out, let alone going to uni again and medicine. And
hitting the textbooks.
Oh, yeah.
Too much. So obviously you've started this fantastic business, but how did it begin? Were they hard days?
I mean, I didn't start off full time. Like I had little cafe jobs here and there and I actually studied for a while. But then eventually it just kind of took off. I did start a little business like on the side and then, as you would know, you kind of just practice and your name gets out there and it gets busier and busier. And ever since moving back from Melbourne, during COVID, my business has just flown off. I think when you're happy, everything happens for you.
That's a great quote. I'm going to save that one. Save that one and write it down. For people who haven't seen any of your artwork yet, what do you create with? So what tools are you using?
I mainly started off in watercolour. Like that was my main thing, doing like people portraits of family and pets. And I still love that. And I mean, I do lots of work on canvases. Like I said, I kind of do a bit of everything. I've done big murals, but recently I've got into fashion illustrating and like on paper using markers or my iPad digitally. And they're really that's kind of got me seen is those types of art.
I was going to ask you about the fashion world. You're obviously, you've got a very close eye on it and you do have a lot of tops that you've put out. I think it was Christmas of 2021 that I swear every time I opened Instagram, someone had one of your shirts on with the beautiful big Christmas lip design. And then I saw your Easter ones for this year. They were gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Especially for the young ones as well. Has that been a fun lane to go down designing those pieces?
Yeah, Christmas last year was amazing. I never thought it could go so big. I think I was just a bit different to everything, you know, the normal Christmas shirts.
Yeah.
I'd love to get bigger in that like realm is in like the fashion, have my own kind of t-shirt line with my art on it and, you know, keep getting bigger from there, like pajamas, dresses. But the last Christmas was just where it all kind of clicked for me.
That's amazing. And it's great that obviously then it's led on to more pieces. And you said like you do the custom designs as well for clients. I just saw you did a great piece for Cohen Hess, one of our cowboys, and his gorgeous partner, Taylor. Where are you kind of at the moment? Are you wanting to do more client? Are you wanting to chase other sort of paths within the business?
I love custom work. I mean, that's kind of what's made my business grow. But the ultimate dream is to get in more internationally known and with big companies. I'd love to do like packaging designs or like collections with homeware companies or fashion companies rather than just always custom. I'd love to kind of be more commercial based.
I know it can be hard to pick a favourite, but are there any that come to mind straight away as ones that you've really loved? Because those pet portraits, oh my gosh.
Oh, I love the pet portraits.
You can't go past those.
Yeah, well, I just love doing them. They make me so happy every day. I did a big mural in Melbourne outside of Melbourne, and like that was just so fun. And that was of Iris Apfel.
Right.
She's the 90-year-old something, and she's this amazing fashion designer, and that was pretty cool. Mm. That stood out because it was just something a bit different for me.
Emily, anyone that's following you on socials would have seen that you keep a very close eye on celebs and what they're up to. You know, Harry Styles and Lizzo at Coachella. I reckon within a second that that collab happened on stage, you turned around your own illustration, which is awesome. But you have had some of these pieces recognised by these celebrities. Take me back to the day when Riri recognised your work.
I'm so lucky with all that. And when you say it, I'm just like, oh, that was amazing. Well, I actually like painted her and she's liked it years ago. I did an original one like 5 years ago and she liked it. You know, back then I was like, oh, she'd probably never do it again. But, you know, I just love fashion and I love illustrating them. And you just don't know with social media who sees it. And anyway, I was just having dinner with my partner and I should have not been on my phone, but I was. And,
that's okay.
And I think we all do it. And someone commented, like, Riri's liked this. And I was like,
oh my gosh,
what? And so anyway, I just like looked it up, you know, and there it was. And I just cried.
How long does it take to sink in that's your work that she's seen from the other side of the world?
It's like, yeah, it's quite, you know, these things happen and then you're like, oh, I guess that was just that. But when people say it to you over and over again and mention, oh, that's pretty big, I'm like, yeah, it kind of is.
And it doesn't stop there. You had an experience with Meghan Trainor as well. Can you talk me through how that came about?
Oh, that was amazing. So she follows me now. That's my biggest one.
Nice.
And I check every day that she still does. I'm so scared that she's going to
unfollow. I think you've convinced her that you're worth the follow.
Yeah, but that happened at the start of the year. Mm. So I actually met an American influencer called Patrick Starr, and he's a big makeup influencer over in the States and now business owner. I actually met him 4 years ago. So it's just amazing, like over time, these connections, what can happen.
Mm.
And he contacted me to do an art piece for like a celebrity he had coming in. And I was like, yep, played it so cool. Like, I can do that for you. Like, no worries.
Oh, easy. I've got another 10 of these this week.
I didn't even ask who it was. You know, I was just like, yep, cool.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks later, he's like, yeah, okay, I've got the celebrity. It's Meghan Trainor. Like, can you do this? But I need it like this week, ASAP. And I was like, yep. Too easy.
Cancelling all my other plans.
Yeah, so I just like smashed them out and did a few extras for him.
Mm.
And she was on his podcast and then kind of heard nothing for a while, like played it cool. And then, he like messaged me. He's like, it went amazing, sent me the footage. And then like the day it launched, I obviously tagged them all and was so excited from what she even said. And then she followed me and I was, oh,
it's happening.
It was the best.
Oh.
And she's liked a few things since that. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's fun, isn't it, with the Instagram algorithm. So it's one thing to have someone follow you, but then for them to still be seeing your content in their newsfeed.
Yeah.
Well done.
So I was just so grateful for Patrick Starr. Like, that was amazing.
Oh, it's so great. And I'm sure you're learning very quickly that within the creative, you know, world, that networking and making these contacts is everything. So he's hoping that a few more of those people run into your path. That'd be incredible.
Yeah, well, I'd hope she messages me one day for an artwork again.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that. Is there anyone who you haven't yet illustrated that you're really, really wanting to, or is that top secret? Is that something that you want to keep to yourself?
Dying for the Kardashians. Like,
yeah.
That's the ultimate goal. Mm. I know that's probably a bit cheesy, but
no way.
I honestly reckon I'll meet them one day and I'll give them an artwork. So
yeah, certainly. And why not? Why not have that goal? What are you thinking of it's not a remake, it's the new season that's just launched. It's a bit different.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, but I just love them. So
yeah. Favorite Kardashian?
Kylie. So into like business savvy and like what she's done and
Okay.
I just, maybe she's more like my age. Okay. I resonate with her. I don't know.
Because I'm a Chloe.
Oh,
I love Chloe.
She's liked one of my photos too.
Stop.
And commented.
What did she comment?
4 love hearts, not just like 2.
Wow.
4.
Oh, my God.
And they were red.
Oh, that's real love when the red love heart emoji is used.
I know. I was like, it's not just yellow.
I'm like blushing with excitement. Yeah. I'm so happy for you. And it's just, it's next level when someone not only can create these pieces, but then have them recognized internationally by these huge names that they're people that we can only dream of meeting, but it's very exciting.
And from Townsville, you know, they would have no idea
exactly
where it was.
And they should come out here because I think that we would love to be seeing them all. Is there anything that you can let us know about, Emily, that you're working on at the moment, any projects or maybe some just goals for the future? That where you want to take the business?
I'm always open for commissions. So like anyone's free to message me or email me. But at the moment I'm working towards like my Christmas again. So I want to have like a big drop at Christmas, but with all my own shirts. So like really make it my own brand. So that's my main focus is for Christmas and just to make it so special.
And I think everyone is quick to recognise your brand now. And isn't that so strong when you don't even have to write Emily Ingham or, you know, the name of a business? People just see the design and go, that's that girl. I know her. I feel like that's the strength that your brand already has.
I can't believe it some days. You know, you have your down days and then you just think like, what's happened?
Emily, if anyone is wanting to get some work done by you, whether it's a one-off piece or, you know, I've seen you do a logo design for Kelly at Support Local Townsville. That was super fun.
Thank you.
How can people get in touch to work with you?
So I have Instagram, which is at Emily Ingham 1, Facebook at Emily Ingham Art. My website's www.emilyinghamart.com or via my email, which is all in my socials that you can grab it from.
Beautiful. I hope everyone had a pen and paper with them just then. Emily, you've been so great to chat with. I'm really excited for all this, all the successes that you've already had and wish you nothing but luck for the future.
Thank you so much.
Next time on This is Townsville.
He's been making waves on and off the footy field. Our new Cowboys co-captain, Chad Townsend, will be chatting to me next time on how he and his family have been settling into life in Townsville, the secrets that are just propelling our Cowboys this season, and we'll chat about what he has in mind for a future career next time on This is Townsville. This is Townsville.